Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Bicklin, and joining me live for our visual radio technology this morning to talk a little bit about the San Juan County Partnership. Pamela Drake is joining us via Skype this morning, and also Anna Krutsky is joining us via Skype. And good morning to both of you. It's great to see you both.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
And you both are here because this is kind of a bittersweet occasion, Pamela Drake, because you are retiring after a long and storied career with San Juan County Partnership. And Anna Krutsky, you are going to be taking over the reins of the San Juan County Partnership, correct?
That is the plan.
Okay. And with everything else going on, it's just one of those things. But we were talking about with Pamela Drake, this is quite the time to be kind of changing of the guard and transitioning with leadership of the San Juan County Partnership. But I want to ask Pamela Drake a little bit about how long you've been there. Remind us just how long you've been at the reins of the San Juan County Partnership.
Well, it was 28 years in December, Scott.
Wow.
I was the second employee in December of 1991. And then I was named the director in August of 93. So I was just a mere child at the time.
Yes. That's for sure. I agree with you after all that time. And the mission, though, really hasn't changed in all that time. It certainly expanded, but the mission 28 years ago was pretty much the same as it is today, is it not?
It actually is. I think we added one short phrase at one point in time, but not long into it. But our mission is working together with people of all ages and cultures to promote community wellness and prevention awareness. And that has really driven all of our programs for all of these years. Founded in substance abuse prevention, we were originally funded by the Department of Health and Human Services at the federal level with a sizable grant that lasted for 5 years. And with that grant, we were our goals were to establish a coalition to address substance abuse in San Juan County and to formulate prevention practices and prevention strategies, implement evidence-based prevention strategies. But because our mission statement is so broad, we were able to address other issues in the community over which substance abuse is like an overlay over some of the other conditions that exist. And so we were able to meld all of those together and create some strategic planning to really help our community to be a better place to live.
Right. And even in the ensuing years then, a lot of things have been still grant funded and things along that line with the San Juan County Partnership. That continues today, does it not?
It surely does. Almost all of our funding is either grant funded or we have contracts with some contracts with the state of New Mexico, some with the county, where we provide various services to the community.
Right. And let me bring Anna Krutsky into the conversation here, who will be the incoming executive director of the San Juan County Partnership. And Anna, congratulations to you. And tell us a little bit about your background, if you will, and why this is such a good fit for you.
Well, thank you so much. My background is that I have a master's degree in social work, and I have been working in direct practice or as a supervisor in an administrative role, most recently with Presbyterian Medical Services there in Farmington. And I have done a lot of work and program development on the treatment side and working with clients directly and indirectly by supporting providers to help them manage symptoms of substance use and abuse and give them an opportunity to find some healing. So for me, I have worked really closely with Pamela and her organization and with San Juan County Partnership over the years to try to be a support from the provider side and to help get messaging into the community and to help bring us into the healthiest way that we can each be as individuals and as a community. For me, I am really excited to get to know the prevention programming and really understand all of the evidence-based programs that have been functioning and are working out there to build on those programs and to see what other things that we can bring to the community to support the mission of the partnership.
Right. And talk to us a little bit about, both of you, about these evidence-based programs. These are things that are based in data and data-driven and some of these things that you can share with the community, right, when you get some of the results in, Pamela Drake?
Yeah, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Organization, fondly referred to as SAMHSA by those of us in the field, has accumulated extensive data on different programs that people have been implementing over many years that show that if you follow the curricula or if you follow the programming exactly as it's written, then you will have success in your programs. You will have evidence that this program is actually working in the community. Well, one of the ones that I think a lot of people in the community are familiar with is sticker shock that we do, and I know, right, I've talked about it on your program before, Scott, where we go with youth into retail outlets and put stickers on the alcohol packaging that reminds people that it's a fourth-degree felony to provide alcohol to minors. And this program is nationally proven that the more you do it in the community, the more you will lower the underage drinking rate. So that's, you know, that's just one program that we do. We are doing, starting a new program called Strengthening Families, where we work with youth and families to increase their own self-awareness and their own self-esteem so that they make good choices and they build better communication between parent and child. And parents are on the lookout then for what risk factors their child may be encountering and how to increase the positive factors in their lives. And that's all prevention talk that we all learn as preventionists. So that's another one of our evidence-based programs that we do. A lot of education, community-wide education, and community-wide raising of perception of risk around drinking and driving, around underage drinking, around marijuana usage, and prescription drug misuse. We do a lot of education as to what that looks like and how to keep their prescriptions safe, how to dispose of them safely and not to share prescriptions. All those things are all evidence-based programs that we implement.
Got you. My guest this morning from the San Juan County Partnership, Pamela Drake is here, executive director, who will be retiring, and Anna Krutzke, who will be the new executive director of the San Juan County Partnership. And so talk to me a little bit about this transition. There's still a few weeks away, correct, as you both kind of, Anna, as you learn the reins of the partnership, and Pamela, as you get ready to move on to the next chapter, I suppose?
Absolutely. So we are in a transition phase as we speak, and in a very interesting time right now.
Right.
Most of the employees who usually work out of the office are currently working at home, and we are so lucky to be able to continue to do the work that we're doing while all of our employees are working very, very hard from their own home offices. So the phase that we're in right now in this transition is that I am learning everything that Pamela has ever learned over a few short weeks here, and trying to have a really good understanding of each one of the grants that we are working with right now. Looking at the data that we utilize to direct the programs that we have seen that are going to be most helpful, as Pamela was talking a little bit about, there's a lot of data collection and a lot of learning about what those numbers mean and how we can share with the community ways to make a shift, and creating some healthy understanding of what is normal and what is not in terms of substance use. There was a period of time where we were trying to get out into the community a little bit more, do some more meeting and greeting. So that has become more of a digital experience now. Within probably the next few weeks, become an expert in learning how to communicate via Skype or other types of social or group media platforms.
Right. I was going to say we're all experts.
To get our work done.
Going to say we're all experts on Skype today. So go,
yes.
Go all of us for getting this on the air and going. So
we're
good. Good job,
getting
everyone.
Getting better at it anyway, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
But it is part of the future, I think, too, is to reach out electronically, as you mentioned, right, to maybe bring in other folks maybe who weren't aware of the partnership and to be part of more of an online community, especially, of course, these days, but getting back face-to-face and person-to-person, which we will be doing eventually. But keeping that online component is important, too, I would think.
Absolutely. And it is a fabulous platform for the messaging that we are trying to impart to the community. There was a time, a couple of weeks ago when we had planned to do a lot of putting up posters, communicating with organizations, and trying to reach people in that capacity. And right now we're really focusing on how do we utilize the social media outlets that we have available to us. We are in the middle right now of a community survey around ideas of alcohol use and abuse and drug use and abuse. And Pamela has some information that she is going to share in regards to how you can reach that survey now and take that to help us have a better understanding of what the needs in the community are as we continue to do the work that we're doing.
Interesting. And of course, the partnership has always been a great source of collecting and helping us to analyze local data. And sometimes in a state like ours, it's kind of the population centers, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, that drive a lot of this, and it's hard to find local data. And so I think the San Juan County Partnership should be credited by going that extra mile and collecting some of these things so that we can all understand what's happening in our community, which could be very different than what's happening in the Rio Grande corridor.
Absolutely. And Scott, thank you for mentioning that. We have done the first needs assessment that we did was in 1996. It was a comprehensive countywide needs assessment, and we've done it every 4 years since then, where we ask residents their opinions about what are the most pressing needs in the county, and also what services are needed more than we currently have. And then we have taken a social indicator data that is available nationally and at the state level, some of the indicators of what it looks like here in the county, and then also talking to key informants, who are people who are supposed to know the answers. It's their reality, what they see, And so we balance all three of those and have been able to come up with some priority needs for our communities here. And it's demographically sound. It includes all parts of the community of the county, including in the Navajo Nation. And so we've done that over all these years. And then for many years, we've done this community survey that we are required to do by our Office of Substance Abuse Prevention at the state level, one of our funders. And I just want to say that we ask questions in that survey about related to alcohol use, drinking and driving, prescription drug, and other drug use. And it's really important for us to get that input. I'm going to give you the way to access that here in just a second. But
okay.
The people that we don't hear from on the survey are men.
Mm-hmm.
So, Scott, I expect you to look this up and answer this survey. It's completely okay. Anonymous, but we really would like to get more men to respond to it, and it is being conducted now until April 27th. It's completely online. We've done it in person in the past, but this year, we've done it also online, but this year we're doing it completely online. And the survey address, so you have to write this down, it's tiny, tinyurl.com/NMCS, which stands for New Mexico Community Survey 2020. So I'll repeat that.
Okay.
tinyurl.com/NMCS2020. And you can also find it on our Facebook page, which might be easier.
Okay.
You can go to San Juan County Partnership's Facebook page, and you will be able to access the survey there. We really encourage everybody to do that because it determines our work. It determines what the community needs and what San Juan County Partnership is going to do to answer those needs.
Right. And again, the data is invaluable, I think, to folks who are in the jobs that you both are in and helping to kind of identify trends and what's been going on and what's maybe working, what's not working, or where we need to do more work. And maybe things that we thought were a problem are not a problem. And that's been a part of the work of the partnership as well. I think some of those social norms of what we think is happening, you've educated me many times, Pamela Drake, that's not always correct of what we think is happening, right?
That's right.
Like if kids and teens and alcohol and drugs and things like that, the numbers aren't maybe as bad as we think.
Right. Drinking and driving, riding for young people, riding in the car with someone who's been drinking, and underage drinking as a whole, quite often the perception is a lot worse than the reality. So then we have been able to put out those messages that corrects that perception and also then holds people in making good decisions. It's really, it's a wonderful, positive community norms. It's a wonderful campaign.
Yeah. Right. And I did want to talk a little bit about the needs assessment that you mentioned that the partnership has been doing every 4 years now since the 90s, and how mm-hmm. much that is used by other, I think, nonprofits in the area and for-profits in the area when they do grant applications, and they can point to the data you collect to put in their applications about what our community looks like and what we're suffering from and what people say are the most important issues facing the community. I think those are some of the questions you ask, right?
It is, definitely, and it's interesting to see which problems kind of surface from 4 years to 4 years. Economics has certainly come up in the survey quite a bit, and a lot of the nonprofit entities use it. Governmental entities have used it too in schools, just to see, you know, what it is exactly that residents and key informants and what the social indicators are telling us need to be addressed. So it's been really useful, and people are always saying, when's the next one coming out?
That's right.
So, we continue to work on that. We're going to do another one this year. It's going to be not the full extent. We aren't going to do the resident survey part. We're just going to do the key informant and the social indicator part, which will give us definite information, really valuable information. It just is a huge endeavor, and with conditions the way they are right now and limited access to person-to-person access, right, we decided to do the abbreviated one this time, but it's going to be very valuable to people.
Good point. Very good. Mm-hmm. Anna Krutzke, let me bring you into the conversation too a little bit about how important this kind of work is. Someone who's worked at Presbyterian Medical Services and elsewhere in the community, you certainly know how important it is to know what's going on in the community, what folks' concerns are, what are big issues impacting people's lives, because for many of us, we may not even be familiar with how folks are struggling to make ends meet, to find their next meal, to do all these things that we don't really have a second thought about because, gratefully, we don't have those problems.
Yeah, you know, I think making sure that we have a really good understanding about what the needs are within our community and continuing to help people understand, but what is normal, what is not normal,
right,
you know, and being able to support that understanding and bring those social norms into perspective with the population that we're serving.
Right. And if you look ahead at the Seven County Partnership, I mean, obviously these are the things that the partnership is known for. Anna, do you have any thoughts or plans about anything you'd like to expand if funding allows and things along that line? I know that's always part of it too, right? You can only do so much.
Absolutely. Yes. No, I mean, one of the things that I'm really excited about is our Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities program and continuing to expand education around nutrition for young people and families, accessing healthy foods, building more into access to the growers markets and the farmers markets, and bringing those farmers into the city and participating in the mobile farmers market that we're looking at, and that may become even more important this year as people have difficulty getting out to the stores while they're being isolated, and looking at how we can continue to push the healthy nutrition within our schools and our community. So that's one of the programs I'm really excited about and learning more and more about every day. And, you know, the potential never ends. As we continue to understand what the needs are and what the numbers are showing us within the community, we can build from there and really have a better understanding of how do we support families in being as healthy as they possibly can? How do we reduce underage drinking? How do we reduce the prevalence of marijuana use in our young people within our community? And how do we get the messaging out there to support that change and really help them understand what is normal, what is healthy, and what are people really doing? You don't have to be using. It's not something that everybody is doing. So how do we continue to get that messaging out there and, you know, exploit the positives and exploit the good things that the community is working on?
I think that's a great point. And again, food insecurity is a big issue. We've been talking about it a lot and hearing about it a lot. And as we talk about the farmers markets and doing more about locally grown food and getting that food to local communities and things like that, I think a lot of folks sometimes forget that for many in San Juan County, San Juan County is a huge place, and the southern half, southern two-thirds of the county, many folks find themselves an hour from a grocery store, 2 hours from a grocery store. I mean, we have these food deserts not too far from our cities, and that's part of the problem, correct?
Right. Absolutely, yeah.
Very good.
If we can get better nutrition in the schools, that certainly helps.
Right.
And as Anna said, the mobile farmers market, the more outreach we can do with that, the better off everybody is going to be. I think it's on the cutting edge, And I think that we have a leg up on that, and it's going to go a lot farther.
That's wonderful. Well, Pamela Drake, let me turn back to you, if you wouldn't mind looking back on your career at the San Juan County Partnership, and what are some of the things that you are most proud of?
Oh, boy.
The short list.
I think the Creating Cultural Harmony Conference that we used to do every year, and then the past several years, about halfway since the first one was in 1992. Halfway into that, we started doing it every other year. I think that's been a really great accomplishment of the partnership. Another thing is that we have been known throughout the state as one of the leading prevention agencies in the state, and we have lasted. All the agencies that were started way back in 1991 with that federal grant, there are only a couple of us that are still in existence, and we've been able to expand the work that we do. I think that has been a big accomplishment, that we are known statewide, and also that we have been able to build the relationships in the community that have been lasting relationships. So we have relationship with the county commission, the county administrators, with all the cities in the county, and definitely with some of the chapter houses, some more than others. But we have had a clear and positive relationship with the Shiprock chapter and Setacon chapters, very positive. Chili Yazzie, the president of the Shiprock chapter, has been a friend for many years and has really helped us to know and understand our relationship with the chapters. And he's going to be serving on our board starting in May of this year. So we're happy about that. Also, that we have been able to maintain a tenured staff. Many of our staff have been here over 10 years, and also that we have a multicultural staff. And I think that's really important in our area, that we have not only hired multicultural people, but they have stayed with the partnership. So it's only through the entire staff that we've been successful.
I agree. So, that's okay.
Very near and dear to my heart. And we would not be where we are without the collaboration of the communities and our staff. So that's been, I think, a real accomplishment in this time of seeing so many turnovers in various agencies. And, you know, sometimes that can't be helped. But I'm just proud that we've been able to maintain as well as we have.
I think that's a good accomplishment for sure, and a credit to you for leading the way all these years. So, Anna Kretzky, I mean, that's pretty nice to be able to walk into having some institutional knowledge, even though Pamela is retiring, but you still have a lot of folks surrounding you to help you with your transition, right?
Absolutely. I feel really, really lucky. And I feel blessed. You know, Pamela has imparted to me so much amazing knowledge. The staff that we have been working with closely during this transition have been incredible and supportive of both of us as we move through this process. And they are stepping up, you know, while our world is in crisis right now, and continuing to work really, really hard to get the messaging out there and support everybody that they come in contact with. And it is really incredible. And I have very big shoes to fill, and I am grateful to be in the position I am right now to be able to continue to support the staff and continue to support what they're doing within the community.
Well, again, good luck to you and to both of you, actually, to continue the work of the San Juan County Partnership. We were almost out of time. And so in our final moments here, Pamela Drake, I can only say personally how much I've enjoyed working with you throughout these years and your support of the community and keeping the media and myself included on the right track and correcting us when we get it wrong and supporting us when we get it right. So my personal thanks to you as well.
Thank you, Scott. And, you know, we as well thank you in turn because you have really helped a lot to get information out to the community, and we appreciate that, and you've always been inclusive. And we cannot forget what a spectacular MC you have been for San Juan County's Got Talent with your sparkly shoes.
Well, I have them. Anytime I have shoes, will sparkle. So just let me know what you need, Anna.
I will. Okay. I surely will.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining me. Again, thanks to the technology, and thank you for dealing with our technological limitations here. But we appreciate hearing from both of you during this time for the San Juan County Partnership, and the organization's in great hands, I think. Pamela Drake, I think you can retire knowing that the work that you have worked on these last few years, many years, is going to continue under Anna's leadership.
I'm convinced of that, and yeah, I really appreciate it. She's doing a great job, and she'll be a really good leader for the organization.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Pamela, thank you for all your years of leadership, and again, all the people that have been helped by the San Juan County Partnership. It just, the numbers are too many to mention, but all the programs that you have done and seen through and been able to help our community to get healthier and better on behalf of all of us, thank you for all that you've done.
You're welcome. Thank you, Scott, very much.
You're welcome. Pamela Drake, Anna Kruske from the San Juan County Partnership, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm Scott Micklin, everyone. Back with more in just a moment. This is KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.